This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made his most explicit public comment yet about Israel's controversial judicial reform plan. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
President Biden replied to a reporter that he hopes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abandons his proposed judicial overhaul, which would allow lawmakers to override Supreme Court decisions. Minutes later, Netanyahu posted on Twitter that Israel, as a sovereign country, would not make decisions based on pressures from abroad, including from the best of friends. Biden spoke to Netanyahu 2 days ago to express concern about the judicial overhaul that has plunged the prime minister's governing coalition into chaos. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The day after a shooter opened fire in an elementary school in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, killing 3 students and 3 adults, President Biden implored Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, saying he's done everything he can do within his own executive powers to enact stricter gun control measures.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
Biden made the comments a day after 28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a former student, shot through the doors of the private Christian elementary school and killed 6 people. At least 39 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday at a migrant detention center in the Mexican northern border city of Ciudad Juarez, apparently caused by a protest over deportations, officials said on Tuesday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Authorities in Malawi have deployed excavators to help locate dead bodies believed to be trapped under the rubble after Cyclone Freddy destroyed houses 2 weeks ago, killing hundreds and leaving over 500,000 people homeless. Lamek Messina reports for VOA from Blantyre.
Government statistics show that Cyclone Freddy has so far killed near 600 people, with over 500 others still missing. Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera had earlier asked authorities to ensure that all those missing are accounted for. Cyclone Freddy also displaced hundreds of thousands of people in southern Malawi who are now sheltered in over 500 evacuation camps. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Kenyan President William Ruto vowed on Tuesday to protect his citizens amid the ongoing government protests, which have seen many lose their homes and businesses in the aftermath, while opposition leader Raila Odinga said he will continue on with demonstrations. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina reports.
Kenyan President William Ruto on Tuesday said criminals would be held to account after a second week of protests against his government and the rising cost of living.
Those involved in criminal activity, including the invasions, will be brought to book.
Human rights groups called for calm amid the protests. They are being led by opposition leader Raila Odinga, who has called for rallies every Monday and Thursday to pressure Ruto's government into action. On Monday, police fired tear gas and water cannons at stone-throwing Odinga supporters.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolina. Protesters in France threw stones and projectiles at riot police at a Paris pension reform protest turned tense on Tuesday, with officers firing gas to disperse the crowd. The Paris march, led by unions, had largely been peaceful in the beginning, but some protesters dressed in black clothing smashed the front windows of a store and started a garbage fire on the street. Tens of thousands marched in the streets of the French capital on Tuesday to denounce President Emmanuel Macron's push to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64, which passed in Parliament without a vote. Belarus on Tuesday confirmed it will host Russian tactical nuclear weapons, saying the decision was a response to years of Western pressure, including sanctions, and what it said was a military buildup by NATO member states near its borders. The statement from the foreign ministry was the government's first since Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Saturday Moscow will deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. I'm Joe Ramsey.